If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
And with that, there's a lot to discuss. But you will have seen the leader of the MK party, Jacob Zuma, going to Morocco on what seemed like an official visit, the way they were speaking, but it actually wasn't. Umar Kasela, who's, I suppose, his spokesperson now, had this to say about the trip while he was in Morocco.
The relationship between our two countries has a great potential for greatness. For that reason, the MK party has put forward a policy position aimed at bringing about practical solution to the long-standing debacle on the future of the Sahara region. The document released by Umkhonto weSizwe is named a strategic partnership for African unity, economic emancipation, and territorial integrity. In this document, our party touched all the essential elements that will conduce a new impetus to the bilateral relations in order to achieve a mutual interest of our two nations while striving to achieve a model of African excellence.
See, very, very, very reckless wording there. He speaks about policy, bilateral agreements. Let me first state, right? MK is not in the GNU. Mm-hmm. So they don't form any part of government. Jacob Zuma is not in cabinet. He's not a minister. And exactly the same thing. Cannot dictate any kind of policy. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when Jacob Zuma was forced to resign? Mm-hmm. He said back then that he needed some time. He asked now President Cyril Ramaphosa for about a year so that he could go around Africa, introducing him to various leaders, right? So that he'd be better accepted. He wasn't given that time. They obviously pulled the plug. The problem is President Zuma still has relationships with various world leaders, Putin included, right? And so this would be like if I got fired here and every morning I wake up and I call Chris and I say, Chris, put this song in.
Yeah.
And then Chris goes, ah, since you're going to get me into trouble, but he puts the song in. And then I call Comfort and I say, Comfort, discuss this on the show.
Yeah.
And again, he puts a suggestion through. Because these are people that you've got a relationship with, sometimes you can influence policy unduly. Policy should come from government.
Yeah.
And this is where I've now got to criticize not only the ANC, but President Cyril Ramaphosa as well, because he has allowed this. Yeah. It's not the first time something like this has happened.
Yeah.
Every forum has gone around meeting up with U.S. leaders on behalf of South Africans.
Yeah.
Nonsense. Should have never happened, right? The DA does it all the time. They've been doing it since before they were in the GNU.
Yeah.
But even now, they continue to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to be told that the MK has put together a policy document. Nobody need now. It's MK to do that.
Yeah. And I agree with you. When you look at it from the part of the leader of the president, the CIC, you're being undermined from all fronts,
yes.
Right? And when you are going to sit back and not put your foot down, you're literally saying it's a free-for-all. The main fact that Jacob Zuma himself, when he was president of the country, towed the line when it comes to how the country feels with regards to this Moroccan situation. And then now, as the MKP, you are now coming with a different policy. What are you saying? Because now it also means someone else can go talk on the Israel-Palestine matter and completely contradict what we took Israel to court for.
And that is exactly the point, Mpo.
Yes,
this policy that MK is coming forward with is actually not in line with South Africa's policy, and definitely not in line with the ANC, obviously, which is a governing party. So Saul brings out the point that the DA has always been pro-Israel, for example.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which they have. Mm-hmm. Currently, we are anti-Israel.
Yeah. Well,
that's what our stance is as South Africans.
Mm-hmm. In court.
But Lenda Ukuthi in South Africa, everybody just talks out of the side of their mouth.
Mm.
The freedom that people are afforded here, they use very recklessly.
Yeah. I think that the ANC is beyond towing the line. And it's just indicative of a liberation struggle that played its role. It's
served since 1994, it's a decline. And I think it's just beyond help at this point.
So here's the question, though. What else could they do to enforce, right, discipline within the nation so that nobody talks out of place?
The problem with that is that within your own ranks, you do not have discipline.
Yes.
So if you cannot run your own household, how are you going to run everyone else? Because I look at how you run your household. If when I can see you can't come to work and tell me what to do.
Yeah. We just have to wait for elections at this point.
Oh, boy. Let us know. What are your thoughts? I suppose some people will say President Zuma as well within his right to go there as an individual to Morocco, which would be correct.
Yeah.
But when he starts speaking as if he's representing the country
with the flag behind him, that is
a big problem. Huge problem. What are your thoughts?
This, it's one of the gravest mistakes that South Africa has ever done by giving Umtsholozi power back in 2007. Look at what he's doing. He's undermining people who are coming after him. What it did should be treason right there. I know he's old, but no. This time around, no, he told the line.
You mean he didn't tell the line?
Afriforum has done it. The DA does it all the time. So what's stopping Zuma from doing it? Huh? What is stopping Zuma from doing it? So all these other guys have done it and nothing happened to them. Nothing whatsoever. No arrest, no nothing. So there's nothing that stops Zuma from doing it. All these other white people have done it. So now we want to scream and ask them, when the others have been doing it. We should have asked that question when the others were doing it.
But I did, you see. And this is the thing. I'm glad you bring this up, because whenever I see China speak about how policy, especially the implementation of policy, should be strict, everybody talks about, no, whistleblower this, whistleblower that. When you've got a provincial commissioner who goes out and breaks ranks, people go, where does it help to follow procedure? This is what happens again when people don't follow procedure.
Hey, well, Romot, you would remember there was a time whereby each and every minister would talk out of turn, would call them a press conferences left, right, and center, and they would speak as Pigsanai until the president centralized the communication that must come from the presidency. So, yeah, it has been happening. We are Zama and we control. Unfortunately, he only has the power for our ministers, Namalunduze, then individual parties, Alapana Makita's Began.
You must rule with an iron fist. There will be severe consequences.
Like South Africa, guys, we need to be honest. We don't have a president like South Africa. That's why people can go around doing whatever they want, because they know there's no law. There's not no law, but there's no one who's strong enough to tell them not to do it. You know, I'll make an example with Xi Jinping and Putin. You'll never do this nonsense when they are there. They'll tell you immediately who they lend their hands are here, bad. But yeah, in South Africa, we don't have a president. We have to be honest. We don't have a leader. We don't have Ubaba, lo waziwa ukusekhaya la akudlalwa la maye khona. But as South Africans, we have to blame ourselves, honestly. We've been voting ANC for the past whatever year, 30, 31 years, expecting a different outcome. Complete definition of insanity.
Well, so here's another thing, right? The people that you mentioned, well, they don't enjoy democracy in those countries as much as we do. Lana Gwaitina, I'm talking myself now as an individual. I can fire a tweet right now. Whichever way I want. And forget that I'm speaking to a president and nothing will happen. Nothing will happen. That's what happens. Every day democracy is through.
It will be an absolute hallucination for us as South Africans to think that South African politicians are capable of separating themselves as people from themselves as politicians. That's never going to happen. We've seen it that at any given point when they have a chance, whether it's a wedding, a funeral, or just a normal event, they will always speak politics for self-enrichment. So unfortunately, he's going to speak politics, Umtsholozi.
So I'm glad you mentioned self-enrichment, right? Because as the MK party, remember the rumors that some of the money at the MK was used to operate is coming from Morocco.
Yeah.
And people even spoke to Floyd was still in the party then. And Floyd was like, no, there's no truth to that, yada, yada, yada. He was still the SG of the party. Now, it seemingly gives credence to that. Because Gembele Nyowens are in Morocco, of all places.
We shouldn't be quick to mention that by MK. Our government, our president is a spineless guy. If he allowed the Freedom Plus, the Agri Forum, to go and speak on behalf of the nation and told him all the stuff that they said about the country. So why are we quick to talk about MK? We should talk about those people too. They've been talking. Freedom Plus was in the States talking about the stuff of the country. So now why it's easy when it's MK then to talk about it and reprimand? He's failed to address the Boers when they were there, speaking on behalf of the state of the country.
We're speaking about all of them, Jay.
Zuma knows what he's doing. He hated the fact that he didn't finish his second term and he's taking it to the ANC any which way you feels like. And this is his way of sticking it to the ANC. And she's is right. We have abused the democracy in a reckless manner. And because you have a human rights this or a right for this and that, we've abused it so much that we do not know that we are actually digging ourselves in a deeper hole. So, yeah, let's rip now those benefits and tear them apart.
Mm. Ill-discipline has very severe consequences.
But in the case of Zuma, hey guys, yes, in Lamzanzi, Kugamakita's Begane, there's no law, man, and there are no repercussions for these parties going to other countries and doing whatsoever. But I guess, like you said, if the deer can do it, you know, I mean, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. It is what it is.
To be quite honest, right, the MK hasn't yet said anything that's problematic. So they haven't gone out and said there's a genocide against white people, etc. and so on. But the fact that they've gone to represent South Africans, that's where we say the problem begins. You see, that's where the danger is. Because now, on whose authority?
Remember when UTJ Sbu went overseas and then he said he's the ambassador hip-hop in SA. This is the same thing that Zuma is doing now, you know? This is exactly the same thing, but man, jokes aside, I'm a part of Fananabo, MK, Namanye, Yasitkalini, and all of that. Umdilo nyana we paraffin lon. Mina, I say Zizwe. They want to prevent the yellow hoodies to go to Yenzek. Because I'm a part of Zenzela, much. Bozuma Batala, Meneva, Pacosidari, Umsalapans. Mina, it's my boys of Belum. As we say, I'll preach that up until I don't know when. So, what are you getting to your pen?
No, I can't co-sign that to Buisa Belung. But what I will say is this, and this is a very strict warning. You see, Minister in the Presidency, Kubuzo Ntshavheni, spoke about how they have identified threats to overthrow the government. These are legitimate threats. People work with outside forces. They get funded by foreign governments.
General.
Who have foreign interests, the next thing you know is Ntsaziyakhala. Utraore law that people so praise, he needed funding for what he did. Without manpower, because the people that you need to be paid. You must be very, very careful of those things.
Well, Ngamalalu rogue, but we should not be surprised. Our Afri Forum have their own constituents and they want to influence involvement to our politics. And in a way, because Abelung and sometimes they can't reason well, you can understand. But Umsholos, he should know better. But I think Naisoneaki agenda. So yeah, there's nothing actually that you can do in this case. You just let people be.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.